Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you are anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. If you're want to visit us on the web, it's easy enough. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, too, you can do that. It's marsalejins@gmail.com. That's marsalejins@gmail.com. I don't know where you live, but here locally, we've had several schools close due to illness. One of the schools that's right down the street from our office had a record 180 students that were out sick on Monday and Tuesday. So the school decided to shut down to allow the staff and students time to recover and also to send a cleaning crew through and disinfect the entire building. That coupled with the news reports on the national news that the coronavirus is spreading throughout China and reaching out to other countries, including the United States, it's important that we talk about some tips to help keep you healthy and safe during this cold and flu season. It seems to be the worst on record. Now, I found this article from the Centers for Disease Control that offer up some tips on keeping you safe and healthy during the cold and flu season. Again, I want you to go to the full article, and it's easy enough to get to. Go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, you'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that, and it'll click through to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening to this podcast later on and want to get to that full article, easy enough, just do as I said before. Go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance, bring you to our blog. And in the upper right-hand corner, there is a search archive button. Let's go ahead and click in there, cold and flu health tips or cold and flu, and hit search, and it will bring up the article or the blog post for today with a link to the full article from the Centers for Disease Control. The first tip they have here is avoid close contact. Stay away from people who are ill, and conversely, stay away from people when you are ill. It's very important because germs are spread through contact. So you're talking with someone, the breath coming out of your mouth is going to be filled with germs. You're going to have germs on your hands, on your clothing. If you're sick, it's going to be all over the place. So it's best to stay away from people, if at all possible, in order to keep them from getting sick. But also, you need to stay away from people that are sick as well. And it goes along with number two here, stay home. If at all possible, stay home when you're ill to prevent spreading the illness. Can't tell you how many times that I've gone to a restaurant and somebody is coughing and blowing their nose or going to the grocery store or other store. I actually heard one time a woman tell somebody on the phone, I'm ill, I'm not feeling well, I really shouldn't be here, but if you really shouldn't be there, then you shouldn't be there. You I hopefully would have some friends and family. She was talking to somebody on the phone, so I imagine she would have had some friends or family members that would have been willing to go out to the store and pick up what she needed and bring it to the house. It's just a smart move, really. And again, that's if at all possible. I've worked in environments where the unwritten code was you're here unless there's a death in the family or if you're in the hospital, basically. So for many, many years, I found myself having to go to work when I'm not feeling well. So if at all possible, again, if at all possible, please stay home and get well. There's no sense in going out because you go out, you exert all this energy that your body is trying to use to fight the infection or the virus that you've got going on, to exasperate that by working or doing something that's active isn't going to help your case at all. It may actually prolong or make things worse. A cold or a flu could turn into bronchitis, could turn into pneumonia if you're not careful. So again, stay home if at all possible. The next tip they have here is cover your face. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue or handkerchief when coughing or sneezing. Not covering your mouth and nose can spread illness through airborne saliva droplets or mucus. Again, cough into your elbow if you don't have a tissue or something like that. Sneeze or cough into your elbow is what they teach at school. If you feel comfortable doing it, I know hospitals have those available, like their urgent care centers. As soon as you walk in, there's hand sanitizer and there are surgical masks. And they basically say that if you're sick, if you've got a head cold, something like that, please put on surgical mask, use hand sanitizer before you come into our facility to make sure that you're not spreading whatever you have. So if you feel comfortable, get yourself a dust mask. Those are real expensive. You can get those at the dollar store. I'm sure you could get like a pack of five for a dollar. Or if you can get your hands on some of those paper surgical masks to wear, by all means do that. It may feel a little bit weird, but again, you're not spreading the illness. Next and last tip that I'm going to share with you is wash your hands. If you're not familiar with Ignaz Semmelweis is a doctor who discovered that to contain or lessen the spread of infection or germs among hospital patients, doctors needed to wash their hands before going from patient to patient, and that greatly reduced the spread of infection and disease. So thank you, Ignaz Semmelweis, for discovering that and teaching us all that washing your hands is a good thing. Wash your hands with the antibacterial soap or use hand sanitizer if you're unable to wash your hands. Hand sanitizer, you can get ones that'll fit in your pocket, in your purse, but definitely do that, okay? The latest reports stating that Purell is claiming that, using their hand sanitizer will eliminate flu germs and viruses and stuff like that. It's totally not true. It will take care of a lot of the germs and viruses, but be practical and be reasonable. It's not going to cure Ebola. It's not going to cure coronavirus or anything like that. But it will reduce or limit your chance of being infected by viruses and bacteria. So definitely wash your hands and use hand sanitizer. Again, I want you to go to the full article from the CDC because there are more tips. They talk about tips for at school, tips for at work, and then there are a bunch more just general tips on keeping yourself healthy during this cold and flu season. So again, you can go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance, click through, and bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening later on, just do what I said, go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, so Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to the blog post. Go up into the search bar, type in cold and flu, hit enter, and it should bring up the blog post with the full article link in it. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Again, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you again for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and I hope you have a very happy, healthy, safe next week. Take care.